Vishnu 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 Vish जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री हरि वेदांत भगवत भक्तवृंद
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
हरे हरे कृष्ण ऑडियो सबको क्लियर सुनाई दे रहा है
माइक की आवाज नहीं आ रही
है अभी साफ होती है
आवाज नहीं आ रहा ब्रो जी
ऑन करके हरे कृष्ण Actually, told me, तो से आवाज बंद हो गया ना
कृष्णा
इसकी जगह पास में आ जाएगा हरे कृष्ण हाँ जी
टोल्ड
क्लास ऑन दिस
हियरिंग इटसेल्फ इज अ वास्ट सब्जेक्ट मैटर आई डोंट थिंक दैट आई डिजर्व टू टॉक ऑन दैट मैटर बट बिकॉज वेदांत चेतन प्रभु एंड श्याम गोपाल प्रभु दे गेव मी सेल्फ करियर व्हेन आई वाज लाइक अदर देन क्लाउड आई केम आउट फ्रॉम द टेम लाइक स्टूडेंट लाइफ एंड कुड नॉट गेट विद द एसोसिएशन फॉर वन ईयर आई वाज आउट एट दैट टाइम दे गेव सेल्फ करियर प्रतिभा प्रभु एंड दिस इज ओके एंड दे हेल्प मी टू व्हाट वी से द सेफ लैंडिंग इन द ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम विदाउट स्ट्रेस सो दे हेल्प मी फॉर दैट I could practice for 2 years, you know, 1.5 years, and then because of the embassy, I could go there. So we will try to discuss something regarding healing. Actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in many places, this healing is very much glorified, and there are some specific sections also. Hello, you can note down also those sections in between. Whenever you get time, you can read. There are some specific sections, like one purport is there. Prabhupada dedicated one whole purport for hearing. That is the most famous purport for hearing. One I really should read. That is first canto, third chapter, 44th verse, 1344. But you, आपको पता है क्या है उसमें? You have heard the lecture with me in that verse. Hearing with rapt attention. 3.4. So, and there is one article by His Holiness Sasudas Goswami Maharaj, Six Ways of Effective Hearing. He analyzes the how to hear. So when he was serving Srila Prabhupada in 1970, he was the personal secretary of Srila Prabhupada. So it was in Los Angeles. Prabhupada used to go for morning walks with many disciples. And because Sasu Maharaj was serving Srila Prabhupada, he was personal servant. So he was not going due to some reasons. He was doing some services for Prabhupada. So for 1 week or 10 days, he did not go with Prabhupada for morning walk. And one day he thought that, I will not get this opportunity in my whole life if I will miss this. So then he asked Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, should I come with you for morning walk? Prabhupada told, okay, you can come. So one time Prabhupada chastising also. On this matter, why you don't want to hear from me? When all the disciples are going to the morning work, you are doing these secretarial services. He was not sleeping or something like that. He was doing Prabhupada service only. Replying Prabhupada letters and all these things. But he was not going to morning work. So Prabhupada chastising on that. You are so busy that you cannot hear your spiritual master. What kind of busyness is this? So the Prabhupada told that, without hearing this service you will do. You will just do the labor and the job. You cannot do service without hearing. In fact, in Net of Devotion, in one chapter, Prabhupada writes that Prabhupada writes, and then this Yajurveda Dhanuta Swami Maharaj has written a commentary on nature of devotion, waves of devotion. So in that commentary he writes that if somebody is not hearing properly, then the services which he is performed, that is not loving devotional service. Because Lord Krishna says that services should be done with the full consciousness. Manmana bhav mad bhakto madhyasi manmanas. First sentence he says manmana bhav. Becoming conscious of me, then do the services. So we should see that when we are doing the services, which type of consciousness we are in. Many times we think that, actually all of you are well versed in English, or I should translate in Hindi also. Services with full consciousness, like Maharaj writes in that commentary that loving devotional service means serving in a manner Krishna will be pleased. Services that intently please Krishna, incidentally please Krishna, that does not come into your devotional service. Because we know that verse, na, Anukulyena Krishna Anusilam Silanam Bhakti Uttam. In the commentary, Rupa Goswami writes this, that actually those who are the demons in Vrindavan and these places, they are also pleasing Krishna. Because they are giving Krishna to enjoy his fighting spirit. So in that sense, they are also pleasing Krishna. So can they come into your devotional service? They cannot come because it is not anukul. So to make the point more clear, that if the services are not done with the intent to please Krishna, then those services will not come into your devotional service. So that we cannot say that loving devotional service, that will be grazing devotional service. Gazing devotional service does not give Krishna to him. Only the loving devotional service Krishna gives Krishna to him. Many times what happens when we are given some services by the authority. So we think that why only I am here? Matlab agar main yahan pe nahi hota to kisi aur ko service mil jata. So this type of attitude does not help. And with this attitude we cannot hear also properly. With this attitude we cannot serve also. I don't know from where this concept came. Many devotees say this, that you just do services in any way, one day you will see that Krishna is in front of you. This will never happen. Prabhupada never said this. Prabhupada always said the service in a manner of service. Service not in a manner of job. Otherwise there is no difference between a labor working in factory and here doing devotional service. Only the consciousness is different. Otherwise, what is the difference? So Sasur Maharaj wrote some qualities which are required for effective hearing and then effective serving. First quality he writes there in six ways, hearing with submission. In fact, when you all will read Srimad Bhagavatam or those who are reading, they will notice in the first canto, first eight verse, how many times Prabhupada writes submissive hearing in the purport? I think more than 24 times Prabhupada writes submissive hearing. 1.1.1 to 1.1.8. Completely Prabhupada is writing almost in every paragraph. One should hear submissively, one should hear submissively. So submissive hearing is the first qualification of hearing. Submissive hearing comes in many ways, like there are four principles. If some speaker is speaking Krishna Katha, or something related to devotional service. So there are four qualifications which we can check in our attitude. Four things should be there, then it will lead to effective hearing. These four things are raga, R-A-G-A. R for respect, A for appreciation, G for gratitude, and A for affection. So we are hearing from someone. These four things we should check within us. That with these four qualities we are hearing, then it will be most effective hearing. Because many times what happens when we become seniors, many times it may happen that somebody who is seated on Vyasasana and somebody who is speaking, he may be very junior to you, someone. Suppose we have spent 6, 7 years, 8 years, somebody who is just 1, 2 year old, authorities are telling him to give Bhagavatam class, something. Then for a senior to hear that Bhagavatam class becomes an austerity, because he knows that that person will not speak any new thing. All the things he will speak, that will be known to me. So in that way it becomes very difficult to develop these four qualities, R-A-G-A. For every Bhagavatam speaker, these four qualities should be there, then only we will be able to grasp the maximum things from that class. Respect, appreciation, gratitude and affection. Gratitude in a way that he is speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, from of the showing of Lord Krishna, that will help me to increase my devotion to Krishna. Because when we hear with this consciousness, so actually I personally realize that whenever I hear with this, I try to hear with this consciousness. So even the new lectures, those who are like completely basic lecture, they also looks like very new thing. Otherwise you become bored. अगर प्रभुपाद का लेक्चर सुनते हैं, बहुत सारे लोगों को मैंने सीखा है कंप्लेंट कि प्रभुपाद के बॉडी और सोल के बारे में बताते हैं पूरे लेक्चर में, कोई भी लेक्चर चाहे भागवतम लेक्चर है कुछ भी है, प्रभुपाद वही पॉइंट बोलते हैं बॉडी और सोल और उसको समझाने के लिए होगा. मैंने मतलब अभी भी बहुत सारे स्टूडेंट्स पूछते हैं प्रभुपाद के लेक्चर में सुनना क्या, मतलब एक ही चीज़ है सभी लेक्चर्स में. बट इफ वी आर एबल टू डेवलप दीज फोर क्वालिटीज, देन दोज लेक्चर्स ऑल्सो विल बी लाइक एवरी लेक्चर इज डिफरेंट. We know Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada lectures are so deep, all lectures, the theme which he gives. And for every devotee to hear Srila Prabhupada lecture is very important in ISKCON, because one Prabhupada told to his disciples, do as I did, speak as I have spoken. So, if you will see this, Prabhupada's style of preaching, Prabhupada, when in any lecture will you will hear Prabhupada lecture, there are four some things which Prabhupada is special. Prabhupada gives some example. No, first he gives concept, then he gives one story, then he gives example. In almost all the lectures, in almost all the purports also. So Prabhupada's style of preaching is very important. Though the preachers, those who align themselves with the style of Srila Prabhupada, they become very successful preachers. When we like you read Prabhupada lectures transcription, you will see that he gives concept, just after that he gives either one story or something related to Mr. A, Mr. B, like that. And then he gives a real life example. In most of the cases he uses this technique. So this is the most simplified way of preaching. Because many times when we say philosophy, then it cannot be grasped by many person. So Prabhupada taught how to speak, how to read, how to write. And Prabhupada instructed many times, why you are doing new thing? Speak, do as I did, speak as I have spoken. Many times, Prabhupada 6-7 times he told this sentence to his disciples. So, first of all, developing these four qualities are very important. Somebody can more elaborate how developing gratitude is more important in effective healing?
Koi batayenge to?
Develop gratitude, develop karne se kaise hearing improve ho sakti hai? Anyone?
The more the gratitude we develop towards the speaker, the more carefully we listen to the speaker.
More
carefully we listen to the speaker. Because we have that sort of respect towards him. We think that, yes, he is giving me something great. So we accept it very humbly. So this process of gratitude makes us more
clear.
Any
other?
आपको
बोलना इसका एग्जांपल
कॉलेज टीचर्स
हम सुन नहीं पाते बिकॉज़ कॉलेज के साथ सभी लोग क्लास अटेंड करते हैं, पर मुझे नहीं लगता नोट्स कोई बनाता. मैंने तो नहीं बनाया नोट्स कभी कॉलेज टाइम, बिकॉज़ वी डोंट हैव रिस्पेक्ट फॉर दैट पर्सन. सो ओनली दिस क्वालिटी, बाय दिस क्वालिटी वी कैन इंप्रूव आवर हियरिंग वेरी मच इफ वी हैव रिस्पेक्ट फॉर द स्पीकर. फ्रॉम द पार्ट ऑफ द स्पीकर ही शुड बी एग्जेम्पलरी. But from the part of here, we should have these qualities. And in that purport 1344, Prabhupada writes that hearing with direct attention is not possible unless one is pure in mind. And Purity in mind is not possible unless one is pure in action. And purity in action is not possible unless one is pure in eating, sleeping, waiting and defending habits. Prabhupada writes, hearing with rapt attention. Prabhupada actually, he made the sentence, if one can hear with rapt attention, he can see Krishna face to face in each and every page of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he writes, how to hear with rapt attention. Prabhupada writes, hearing with rapt attention is possible only when one is pure in mind. Purity in mind is possible only when one is pure in action. And purity in action is possible only when one is purity in four things, which is sleeping, waiting and defending. Prabhupada clearly says that there is a clear link between following rules and regulations strictly and hearing attentively. One who follows the rules and regulations, follows the four principles strictly, he can hear attentively. This is very nice purport, the whole purport, two, three paragraphs purport is there. One can read that purport. One more section I will say, we will not be able to discuss those sections. 1.2.17 to 1.2.20. Four or five verses are there. Even the Sunday morning is all over here. There also Prabhupada writes that in this age of Kali, there are two alien kinds are very much there. Money and women, and it is very difficult, it is very easy to become interested in the association of money and women. But when Krishna himself helps, then the whole process becomes very easy. Prabhupada writes in 1.2.17. What is that verse? Sanvatam Sakatha Krishna Purna Samanthi Udhuti. That Prabhupada writes. And then, and gradually he tells all the how hearing helps in attaining love of Godhead. That was translation we can read because the translation gives that thing. First verse is text 17. Sanvatam Sokatha Krishna Purna Sinam Kirtana Nityan Tastroya Vardhani Vidho Moti Sarat Sakam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleans his desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Actually, when we hear, then two persons are hearing, soul and super soul. So when somebody hears, so super soul takes mark that he is hearing about me. So he cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart. Prabhupada is writing in the purport, messages of the personality of Godhead are not different from him. Whenever therefore offenses, hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present here in the form of transcendental sound. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikshashtaka declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord. There is no rigid fixture of the name and anyone can chant the holy name at any time. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sin. Material sins are the products of our desire to lord it over material nature. And women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path led to Godhead. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time. And it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbance, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. Second translation says, by regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental sounds, is established as an irrevocable effect. This is next prize over this Nityan Bhagavatam. Then comes last, third verse. Actually, they are all memorization verse. There are about 100 verses in the 12th canto, whole Bhagavatam, which are like most important memorization verses. Is this what you have to say? As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and influence, such as lust, desire and hankering, disappear, Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely healthy. We saw that link started from hearing, then all the things which are troublesome, they are almost destroyed. Somebody can say why the verse is there, almost destroyed, why it is not completely destroyed. It says nashta praya suvabhadesu, nashta praya.
Praya
means almost, but it is not saying that completely. Why it is not saying completely? The verse itself. Once when Maharaj came, His Holiness Bhakti Narasimha Swami Maharaj, he visited Ujjain, so he asked this question, why it is that thing is there?
Because still we are in the material world, so kitna bhi kuch ho, lekin hum uske contact mein to rahenge.
But then it minimizes the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam. Why it is not able to destroy him completely? Something like that. Whenever we approach the Lord, there are two things. One is Bhakti Nishtha, one is endeavor from our side, one is endeavor from Lord's side. So by this, almost it is destroyed, but other part comes from the spiritual master's desire. If he wants to clear, at that time he can completely clear the sins. That's why this verse is used. Translation only it is used, Sanskrit verse, Nashtupraya. Nashtupraya is over this. So when these effects are destroyed, then these desires are disappearing, and then devotee comes in the mode of goodness, because passion and ignorance is destroyed. Then fourth verse says that, thus, one who is established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Then last verse, Vidyate Hridayagrathi. Thus, the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of futile actions is terminated when one sees the Self as Master. These five purport give. Five translations give the process from starting from hearing till the last one sees the Super Soul in the heart. Just in five verses. Prabhupada wrote these verses in his that song Prabhupada writes in Jaladutna. No, that song he write after coming to Boston. Markene Bhagavata. Badokapa Kailo Krishna Adamir. That song he wrote these five verses. Prabhupada wrote that the whole civilization in Western countries is filled with mode of ignorance and passion. How they will understand the message of Vasudeva? But then he writes that, I think you have some purpose here, otherwise why you sent me here? Then he wrote these five verses. If they will sufficiently hear the message of Vasudeva, then all these things will happen. Then they will achieve your favor. So there are innumerable places in Bhagavatam, in 6th canto also, when Yamaraj is glorifying the chanting of the holy name. There also Prabhupada writes in purport many things about hearing, submissive hearing. Sixth, and yesterday I was reading Srila Prabhupada Lila book. So Prabhupada was giving the lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam. One devotee asked that, actually I am not so mature, so how I should understand Krishna? One devotee asked. Brahmanandu asked, right? So Prabhupada answered this, that if you are not mature, then first you should hear. So Prabhupada gives the four steps, that Srotabhya, Kirtitabhyascha, Dheyas, Pujyascha, Nityata. So that was the Lord Jagannath DT installation ceremony in San Francisco. That was the lecture. So Prabhupada told in that lecture, first you hear sufficiently from me, if you don't understand, then ask from me. Srotabhya Kirtitabhyascha, then chant and go out and preach, and there means to meditate, and then puja means to do duty worship. So Prabhupada gave the four steps. He told that when you hear, then you get the knowledge in your heart. When you preach, then that knowledge becomes digested. By hearing, the knowledge mostly goes in the brain, and by preaching, that knowledge transforms in the heart. So hearing is like the taking food and preaching is the digesting food. So that's why Srotabhya, Kirtitabhya, cha, dhyaya means then one meditates on the sound representation, and when one serves the deity of the Lord, then he becomes completely glorified. One more thing in hearing, we see that to the degree, this we have personally, practically realized. In the whole morning program, which are the two things when we feel the most sleepy?
Chanting
and Bhagavatam class. Why? Somebody can give the reason?
The mind
to try to fly away from
मंगल आरती में खड़े रहते हैं तो चांस नहीं मिलता सोने का. These two things, why we sleep most? Because we see that to the degree we are in the mode of personal influence, to that degree we are reluctant to hear the complete sound vibration. And out of whole morning program, this chanting the holy name and hearing Bhagavatam class are the unalloyed glorification of the Lord. So whenever unalloyed glorification happens, so one sleeps, or when two effects comes, either one says that why so long class is going on. इतना लंबा क्लास की क्या जरूरत है. 15 प्रभुपाद तो आधे घंटे क्लास देते थे, अभी तो इस्कॉन में दो दो तीन तीन घंटे भी क्लास चलती, इतनी लंबी क्लास की क्या जरूरत है. सो दीज टू इफेक्ट्स कम्स, आइदर वी स्लीप और वी ट्राई टू एस्केप, बिकॉज टू दैट डिग्री वी आर नॉट प्योर, टू दैट डिग्री वी आर रिलक्टेंट टू हियर द कंप्लीट दैट थिंग. वाई वी डोंट स्लीप इन द कीर्तन, बिकॉज ट्यून इज देयर, कीर्तन का ट्यून भी रहता है, ट्यून अच्छा लगता है सुनने में. So we do not sleep, but when the chanting is going on or Bhagavatam class is going on, then these two effects are very much. That's why in many temples now this standard is there. Classes are kept more, 2 hours, 3 hours class, just to eradicate this tendency. जैसे भगवान जब कालिया को वो कालिया के सिर पे जब पैर रख रहे थे तो कालिया का जहर निकल रहा था. उसी तरीके से हम hearing और chanting करते हैं तो हमारा poison निकलता है. तो लोग poison जब निकलता है तो सहन नहीं कर पाते, भागने की कोशिश करते हैं. बट जितना ज़्यादा हम सुनते हैं दैट प्योरीफाइज मोर एंड मोर. दैट्स व्हाई प्रभुपाद वंस टोल्ड दैट, हाँ प्रभुपाद लीला में तो हमने प्रभुपाद टोल लास्ट वॉल्यूम एडिशनल वॉल्यूम प्रभुपाद टोल दैट इन एवरी टेम्पल एटलीस्ट 5 hours हियरिंग शुड बी देयर. प्रभुपाद टोल टू डिवोट वन लेटर टू वन डिसाइपल एटलीस्ट 5 hours हियरिंग शुड बी देयर. सो लॉन्ग आवर हियरिंग हेल्प्स अस टू रिमूव द थिंग. फर्स्टली 2 hours चेंटिंग, देन 1 or 2 hours हियरिंग एटलीस्ट. And we have seen, like I asked this question to Maharaj Bhakti Narasimha Swami Maharaj, that what is the key factor in the advancement in spiritual life. So he gave the answer that the person who is good in chanting, he is good in everything in spiritual life. So actually we were driving, Maharaj was going to Indore and we were driving, I was in the first seat and Maharaj was in the back seat. So I asked this question, Maharaj, what is the key factor to advancement in Krishna consciousness? So he told that, he gave this answer, the person who is good in chanting, he is good in everything. The person who is trying to attentively chant, he can attentively manage also, and he can attentively serve also. Because when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quote is there, chant while you chant, read while you read, hear while you hear, serve while you serve. Then he writes that if you are chanting at the time of chanting, then you can do all the things at the time of doing that thing. So Maharaj told that this is the key factor which I have applied in my life. That attentive chanting is the root of all the things. All the services, all the management follows. Because our consciousness becomes very high, we can relate very nicely which service to do, how. Like if we want to do some service nicely, what's the key factor? We should know the details, how to do, when to do, which sequence to do services. Then that details comes because of dedication, external dedication to the service. And that external dedication comes as the result of internal submission in the heart. And internal submission develops due to attentive hearing. So from attentive hearing, internal submission comes, and internal submission, external dedication comes. External dedication comes in the form of knowing the details and serving the thing, serving the project nicely. So we see the link, wherever the hearing or kirtan is going on nicely, they are all management follows. During Prabhupada time, Prabhupada told devotees to go out and do 8 hours Nagasankirtan in Los Angeles. Every day they were doing from 10 to 6, morning 10 to evening 6. And Los Angeles temple was the first temple, like the most glorified temple in ISKCON at that time. Prabhupada told that this temple will set the standard for all the ISKCON centers all over the world. And there Prabhupada told this direction that you do 8 hour Nagasankirtan, do more and more kirtan. Whenever that was the schedule, that whenever they used to go in the van, so one person, one devotee used to open the Krishna book or used to hear. So whenever they used to get time, they used to hear Krishna book or doing Uddhishthana or doing Nagasankirtan. So in that way all the management was following. And Los Angeles temple within 6 months, when Tamar Krishna has joined there, after that, within 6 months, 90 brahmacharis joined in Los Angeles. 90. In New Vrindavan also, when this like schedule, New Vrindavan actually 12 hour services were there. there from 2:30 to 4:30 there used to be Mangalati. They used to be chanting from 4:30 Mangalati, 4:30 to 5:30 this morning program. And then stretch they used to do Guru Puja, 5:30 to 6. 6 o'clock Bhagavatam class, 6 to 6:45, 6:45 Prasad, 7 morning 7 to evening 7 there, field service, 12 hours.
Even now field
of Vatha, Upanish Jami Tatupai, devotees also. You can hear the lecture, Radhana Maharaj gives the lecture, austerities at New Vrindavan. Radhana Swami Maharaj and Valsana Swami Maharaj, these two devotees were serving together. So Valsana Swami Maharaj's name was Bulldozer Man, they used to tell him, because he was doing this bulldozer service, leveling ka kaam karte. So once he was asked to give class in the temple, devotees told that now enough your physical service, now do preaching. So they thought that what he will speak, but when he gave class, so he gave class 2 hours, God Leela class, then God Leela and Chaitra, this Krishna Leela, all the things this he spoke. So devotees told that, from where you learned this? Then he told that in between, whenever I used to get time, so I don't know what was the name of Radhana Swami Maharaj at that time. So I and Radhana too used to read together Prabhupada books, whenever we used to get time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So in New Vrindavan, 8 devotees joined. Out of 8, 6 got, 6 are sannyasis now in ISKCON. So Valsana Swami Maharaj and Radhana Swami Maharaj were together in New Vrindavan. So Prabhupada established the culture of regular hearing. At least if hearing is not there, then intent to hear should be there. If somebody is not able to hear, then he should lament that why am I not getting time to hear. Because Prabhupada writes in one purport that many times it may happen that preachers of Krishna consciousness movement may not get time for sufficient hearing and reading. But they should always seek the opportunity for reading and hearing. Whenever they get opportunity, they should read. And if they are not able to do it, then they should lament. That will adjust the situation, because Krishna will know the intent of the heart. Then they will become purified. So in our stage, at least we don't have so much taste for hearing and reading. But if we have intent for reading and hearing, then it will be converted in taste for hearing and chanting in due course of time. Actually, there are many other things are there. Some other time we can discuss. Well, you can read these things. Purport of 1344, 1217 to 1221. In the 6th canto, 3rd chapter, from where Yamaraj Maharaj starts glorifying chanting. So these sections you can read, they are very nice for hearing. And one small purport, 10.14.59. Lord Brahma's prayer, 10.14.59. There he writes Prabhupada, at least intent to serve should be there, intent to hear should be there. These sections you can read, they are very inspiring for hearing. Anybody has any question? Manish, question? आप मुझसे पूछेंगे या मैं आपसे पूछूंगा?
Okay. Tend to read, hear and serve. Nothing but desire to hear, read and serve. But this is a pure desire.
This is a pure desire.
Unless we, How does this pure desire without getting purified?
Because getting purified, how this desire comes? Actually, Hejulina Sadhana Swami Maharaj says, he only gave this sentence, at least in the neophyte stage when we don't have love for Krishna, we should have intent to love for Krishna. So, it is not that this desire actually, although it is pure desire, but it is not necessary that it will come only on the platform of love. Because intent to love can come at any time. How we are, like, there's a simple example. How we are loving and serving our mother and father? How we have developed the intention to love and serve them? How we have developed? Firstly, knowing their importance, what they have given to us. Then when we know that somebody is doing so much for us, then we have at least the desire to serve him. If we are not able, even if we are not pure, but we have the desire to serve him. There are many hippies when Prabhupada went to the West, they knew that we will not be able to follow four regulative principles, but they had the desire to at least whatever Swamiji is saying, I should at least hear, and to that degree we can do. So that desire only Prabhupada saw. and that desire Prabhupada magnified. So intent to love and intent to serve can be there in every platform. That desire can be there. So that desire is the beginning of this, beginning of our spiritual life. There is one sentence that humility is born, humility takes birth in the womb of gratitude. When we are grateful, then we become humble. So this desire is like root of the beginning of spiritual life.
क्या होता है ना कि जैसे कुछ डिवोटीज होते हैं तो उन्हें दिखता है कि वो बहुत ही अटेंटिवली हेयर करते हैं और उसको मतलब कितने भी बार हियरिंग करेंगे तब भी उनका मतलब दे आर ऑलवेज ईगर टू हियर मोर एंड मोर. लेकिन बहुत सारे डिवोटीज होते हैं जैसे जनरल जैसे मैं ही हूँ उतना अच्छे से नहीं हो पाता है बार 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 जैसे आपने बताया तो ऐसा दो आई एम हैविंग द डिजायर माई हार्ट की सुनू सुनू लेकिन वो मतलब उतना बन नहीं पाता कि जैसे अपने जो इंट्यूशन अपने मन से वो आए कि हाँ ठीक है बस सिंक्रोनाइज हो जाओ सुनने ही लगो. सो व्हाई इट इज ड्यू टू द पास्ट कर्मास और समथिंग लाइक दैट.
नाइस क्वेश्चन. सी डिजायर इज कॉल्ड बोनाफाइड ओनली व्हेन इट इज कन्वर्टेड इन द एक्शन अदरवाइज इट इज नॉट बोनाफाइड. इफ अ पर्सन इज हैविंग डिजायर बट फॉर होल ईयर 6 मंथ्स 7 मंथ्स ही इज नॉट हियरिंग देन ओनली डिजायर विल नॉट वर्क. So desire should be accompanied by action also, and it does not come because of this. There are some chances of fast action, but it does not affect also. It does not affect so much in devotional service. Mm-hmm. If somebody is hearing, so you can tell that, "Oh, ji, or matlab volume tez kari, main bhi aapke sang baith ke sun sakta." But if we are not able to hear alone or some problems, then if some attentive hearer is there, you can sit and hear with him. The taste for hearing does not come in one day. When we hear long time, then slowly that taste develop. We want to hear.
Does it happen same with you? पहले आपको hearing.
मुझे कोई taste अभी भी नहीं. But it happens like that. Theoretically, I know that it happens like that. I am also waiting for the time when it will come practically. But it happens when we start hearing with attentive hearing, start sitting and hearing with attentive hearing. Then we develop desire slowly. But it will happen in long time. You will see the effect. जिस तरीके से हम खाना खाते हैं तो जैसे जैसे भूख कम होती जाती है पेट भरता जाता है तो वो इफेक्ट हमें दिखता है. When you start hearing, in some time you will see that your anarthas are destroyed. You are not so much affected by these things. But the whole effect will come after long time. The taste for hearing and these things. Slowly it will develop. जॉन्डिस पेशेंट का ही वो एग्जाम्पल है. शुगर खाते खाते धीरे धीरे टेस्ट आएगा बट बिटरनेस कम होना चालू हो जाती है बहुत कम समय बाद. सो दीज इफेक्ट्स वी कैन सी इन लाइक लिटिल टाइम ऑल्सो. प्रभुपाद टोल दैट इफ यू नो प्रभुपाद डज नॉट गिव द एग्जैक्ट डिटेल. प्रभुपाद टोल दैट इफ यू कैन ट्राई टू हियर नाइसली फॉर वन ईयर यू विल सी द चेंज इन योर लाइफ. दीज फ्रिक्वेंसीज ऑफ अटैक ऑफ माया विल रिड्यूस. You can practically see happening in the life.
Prabhupada, this action, मतलब we should desire simultaneously, we should
hear. Prabhupada ऐसा नहीं बोलते कि desire करने से ही हो जाएगा. मतलब desire से हो जाएगा, but desire के बाद action भी होना चाहिए.
One of them is
there.
Actually, I wish I was able to add something.
Yes, sir.
Actually, I was sitting on seminar on hearing, and in this side, actually when we are hearing, and if we are not contemplating on it, so it is very means hard to contemplate it. When we are contemplating, then we have some questions. Why is that? Why is this that? Then we are asking question. So doubt is going. So fear is going. So then we can make an action plan from when we are going to implement it. So we must have some action plan. Like Tony narrated so many things I came in the last few years. But the healing is very important process. So we need to make action plan what we will do after hearing this class. Like this Bhagavatam reports and shlokas 1.344, 1.217, 1.2. So we should contemplate on it. Guruji, as soon as he will be leaving from here, he should contemplate, Harishan Guruji came here and he narrated this. So we should Today is Sunday, hospital day. Today is Sunday, I think. So we should read after 1 o'clock, after 2 o'clock. This is the implementation of this book.
Yes.
So by reading on it, by meditating on it, we can make our action plan and then we can implement it.
That is also sense gratification. That is called nectar sopping tendency. Nectar sopping tendency. नेक्टर शॉपिंग मतलब बहुत सारी चीजें जैसे मार्केट में जाते हैं ना एक मॉल में इस दुकान में ये चीजें ये खरीद लिया फिर वहाँ पे गए वो खरीद लिया दैट इज कॉल्ड नेक्टर शॉपिंग टेंडेंसी हियरिंग शुड बी डन विद द प्रॉपर अथॉरिटी विद द सबमिशन टू द अथॉरिटी एक्चुअली इंटरनल सबमिशन इज रिक्वायर्ड इन हियरिंग ऑल्सो अदरवाइज वी विल नॉट बी बेनिफिटेड बाई द हियरिंग सो वी शुड हैव द सिलेबस फॉर हियरिंग एंड दैट सिलेबस शुड बी अप्रूव्ड बाई अवर अथॉरिटी
Then Uji said this actually, digestive knowledge should be there. Uji said in his lecture, it should be digestive. Means if you are only it means hearing, and you are not implementing, so it is very hard.
So even for, if we are doing personal hearing, we are hearing from iPod, that lecture should be, like at least it should be collaborated with the authority, which lecture should be here. And ideally in ISKCON so many speakers are there, more than thousand speakers and every day so many lectures devotees are going, all are bona fide. But we should know which lecture I should hear, which mood I will be there, like every preachers have different mood, every devotees have different mood. So that our authority knows better. So we should consult and then hear, then make the syllabus and then hear the lecture, then it will be mostly benefited. Jaise spirituality is like a science. कोई लेक्चर अगर है मान लो पी एच डी स्टैंडर्ड का है एंड वी आर इन द फिफ्थ सिक्स क्लास एंड वी विल नॉट बी एबल टू डाइजेस्ट दैट लेक्चर लाइक देयर आर मेनी लेक्चर्स ऑफ महावीर स्वामी महाराज लेक्चर्स आर देयर सो हाउ इफ वी विल हियर इन दिस स्टेज हाउ वी विल बी एबल टू डाइजेस्ट और इस कॉन्टेजाइटी में सब कुछ मिल जाएगा आपको जाके देखेंगे उसमें टॉपिक देखेगा वी विल सी दैट इट इज कृष्ण का था विश्व हियर बट वी आर नॉट ऑन दैट स्टैंडर्ड सो अवर अथॉरिटीज नो अवर स्टैंडर्ड एंड दे गिव द हियरिंग टॉपिक्स बेस्ड ऑन दैट स्टैंडर्ड So for personal hearing, we should avoid nectar sopping tendency. If कोई भी अच्छा lecture मिला, उसको सुनना चालू कर दिया. We should ask from the authority which speakers I should hear and which lectures I should hear, which should be the topic. Then hearing will be most effective.
No, but even that is sort of sense gratification, like नए नए महाराज को try करना और सुनना.
हाँ.
That's not pure hearing in one sense.
Ideally, they say that Prabhupada lectures and To the spiritual master we are aspiring, mostly they should be hearing, mostly that should be in our quota and then our local authorities, those who are there, that is sufficient. In some specific cases like Bhakti Bhagavat Maharaj, Jai Om Namamrit Seminar on Holy Day, so you can ask the authorities. There are some specific like Sachinanda Maharaj gives Japa Retreat lectures, so those things are different but mostly our quota should be fixed. 80% should be fixed, 20% should be variety. उस तरीके से choose कर सकते 80% should be fixed, 20% even in projects also, in teaching projects also. When we are going in some colleges, something, so we should make sure that 75% speaker is the same. And 25% should be the variety. Once his Abhisanthu was telling his example when he was doing everything. So in IIT, 9 hostels are there. In hostel number 2, Juhu temple was doing preaching. Hostel number 9, this Chaupati temple was doing. So from Chaupati temple, Bhakti Asami Maharaj was going. From Juhu temple, some other devotees were going. So he was attending both lectures. From 10 to 1, he was attending Juhu temple lecture. Then from 2 to 5, he was attending Chaupati lecture. Why he was attending? Because 2-time feast he was getting on Sunday. afternoon feast and evening feast. So he used to go 10 to 1 and 2 to 5. So he was seeing this practical example. He was saying that in Chaupati, always Bhakti Asamat Maharaj used to come. And in Juhu, many times his speakers used to change. So he was not able to develop any particular connection with any preacher. But when he continued in Chaupati preaching, so he developed the connection with Bhakti Asamat Maharaj because they were only one speaker. So then, that's why he was telling that because developing relationship, one preacher is better. For variety, we can call many other preachers, but that should be 25%. 75% should be one speaker. It's specific, because they know the syllabus, how to progress, which level to go.
And invitation lecture can be there, but there's just like 52 weeks are there. So 10-12 weeks, guest speakers can come. Other 30-40 weeks, local speaker can. Especially that is more effective like that.
I have some bodily problems.
Yeah.
And if it is just like if somebody is not, it is saying I am suffering from this, I am suffering from that, I am suffering. What he should do to maintain his bhakti, at least on optimized level. Therefore, he cannot jump issues.
ISKCON, what they expect from the devotees, what the authorities expect from the devotees, they don't expect that. He is doing very much high services or something, that doing one project alone and these things. All authorities in ISKCON expect the devotees to present in morning program. This is the expectation of Srila Prabhupada and all the authorities. So, if we have bodily difficulty, then also a person can individually see how much he can attend the morning program. Best is to be present in the whole morning program. But at least some part of morning program should be there in our sadhana. Regularly morning program should not be missed. Otherwise that will surely affect the consciousness of a devotee. And I don't think that in most of the cases person is not so much serious in his whole life that he cannot attend the whole morning program. Bodily diseases chalte hain light time, but they are not always so serious that one cannot wake up any time. And if he has difficulty, then he should sleep earlier and wake up at least till chanting time. In the basis, we don't have 4:30 morning program started also, like 4:30 Mangal Aarti, 6:30 Mangal Aarti is there, he can attend Mangal Aarti. But, like, in my personal opinion, if I will say that at least he should be present, he should do chanting at least 45 minutes along with the devotees. In the bad, worst condition also. The devotee will have to individually see how much his condition is there. But I have seen His Holiness Bhakti Charan Swami Maharaj says that I don't bother how many services you are doing, but I bother how much sadhana you are doing. He tells that, Prabhupada also told me, that like if you are not able to do sadhana, then nobody will say you to do service. Because first save ourselves, then save others. There is one concept of spiritual selflessness also. So, one should be selfless in sadhana and selfless in service. This concept is there. So, person has to individually see how much he is able to devote for sadhana. Especially morning hours should be there for sadhana. To the degree he can follow according to his bodily disease. If koi night duty hai, is tarike se karta hai, then it is another case, he cannot come.
We have one case, so if you can tell in detail.
If somebody is whole night, then how he can come and attend? Then individually he can recite some prayers in the daytime. But that is the like worst case. Us case mein kuch nahi kar sakte. Matlab, he cannot attend morning program. If he is coming at 3-4 o'clock, then how we can expect that he will attend morning program? If he is very much dedicated, then he himself can do that, but other authorities cannot force.
Okay.
If you will force, then it will reduce our respect also. Like somebody is waking up in the whole night and we are saying that attend morning program also.
Occasionally he can try it out.
Occasionally he can try out whenever, like, night duty is not always, not 2 days like that,
yeah,
something. So in some days he can try. That individually he can fix that, three days in a week I will try like that. And that should, he should tell to authority so that they will come to know how much he has give the commitment. Because kisi ko pata hona chahiye kitna commitment diya hai. Jab hum khud hi apne mind se commitment karte hain, to fir break hone mein time nahi lagta. So we can decide and we can tell the authority, oh, I will try for this. Us case mein authority, we can tell to authority also, like, oh, if I am not able to do, then mujhe aap chastise bhi kar sakte hain yaar. So that thing. But to the degree one is sincere, you should try to attend most of the morning program. For all night devotee, it is the standard that he must not attend morning program less than 80%. Like in temples, what happens? In many temples, they do not allow devotees to go out from 4:30 to 9 o'clock continuously, 4.5 hours in the temple hall. in Chapati this standard is there. Many devotees does not go out from the temple hall. So at least less than 80% morning programmers do not attend in the completely all right condition. And in all diseased condition also one should see how much he can devote time. Because that time is for our spiritual nourishment. And the whole day is there for distribute. Whenever you get time. But morning time, there's a Prabhupada has 7 standards, 7 purpose of his own. So in that Prabhupada tells in one purpose, Prabhupada writes this, that in the morning, every member of a group, every member of the society come together for their own spiritual nourishment. One purpose is there. This is not the exact wording, but Prabhupada was giving lecture on those purposes. So he was telling that this one purpose is completely devoted for the society members and other purpose is devoted for the outside persons. So morning hours should be for the society members, between society members. And evening hours should be for outsiders.
Mix kai baar ho jata hai.
Aspect of the
yes, sir.
So we can
that comes 30%.
Other thing cannot be answered.
Prabhupada gave this principle. Then authorities decide what they need to do. This is the individual case. Kai baar ho jata hai. Morning mein aisa service aata hai ki aap nahi kar sakte. But koi avoid bhi nahi kar sakte usko. मैं बोल रहा हूँ कि रेगुलरली नहीं होना चाहिए कि आपका कंटिन्यूअसली चल रहा
20%
oriented mood. But the devotee asked and he repeated the words of Prabhupada. Chanting is very
important. Because Prabhupada specifically told that morning hours we should devote for spiritual practice.
Yes, yes.
Some departments are there, going to kitchen service, but he has to go at 6:30, 6 o'clock morning. Nahin to those devotees sleep breakfast pasar nahi banega. So that he has to do, agar usko jaldi uthna hai morning, mangalati ke pehle chanting kar sakte hain. But individually sincere hona chahiye ki hum kitna maximum kar sakte hain morning. क्योंकि जब जैसे मॉर्निंग 10 o'clock से ज़्यादा होता है तो चैंटिंग की क्वालिटी बहुत खराब हो जाता है. इवनिंग चैंटिंग इज वेरी बैड एज कम्पेयर टू मॉर्निंग चैंटिंग. सो वी कैन इंडिविजुअली सी हाउ मच वी कैन डिवोट इन मॉर्निंग प्रोग्राम. इट इज 8:30 ऑलरेडी. 8:15 टाइम वाज देयर. सॉरी जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद
की जय.
थैंक यू.